The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The massively successful film No One Saw Coming, based on a toy line that was also massively successful and nobody saw that coming. Except that it was based on a cartoon that was also massively successful and nobody saw that coming. Except where it was based on a comic book that was also massively successful and nobody saw that one coming. You know, a real underdog story.
The massively successful film that led to other cinematic gems like Michael Bay's Transformers, Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles, those two G.I. Joe movies that everyone loves a lot, right? And the new Barbie movie that looks, great. You know, real cinematic gems. Thanks, Ninja Turtles.
The movie that made men want to play with nunchucks, little kids want to crawl into New York sewers, and women want to date Elias Koteas. All of which turn out to be horrible, horrible mistakes.
This is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast, countdown the biggest movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And today we are at the very, very start of the 90s.
Yeah, the very beginning of the 90s.
For that childhood classic, that amazing Jim Henson breakthrough of technology that collided with the amazing breakthrough of let's have weird mutant things saying slang words that kids like and skateboarding.
And skateboarding.
Which, I mean, worked for like 8 years.
They were
solid gold.
Yep.
From like 87 to 97, you could not make money if you had weird things on skateboards saying awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, don't have a cow, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Cowabunga, and
you know, whether they be biker mice from Mars or cowboys from Moo Mesa or sharks from Street.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, yep. Sharks from the street.
From the street. You know, they were, they really understood the struggle, those sharks.
Yeah, exactly. They were from the streets.
Yeah, they were from the streets.
They were also cut as fuck. Like, they were very, giant. Very muscular. Sharks.
They were definitely on roids.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why they were punching through walls.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just all that roid rage.
Instead of swimming.
Also, the fact that they were sharks that just had, like, legs.
Yeah, that's true.
That probably wasn't a good look for them.
They worked out so hardcore that they worked their way onto land.
Yeah.
Like, they just
maybe that's what fish need to do. Maybe fish are just lazy.
Yeah.
Maybe if you get in the gym, fish, you can be up here on the land with the rest of us.
You got to get some pre-workout in you.
Yeah.
You got to
get some creatine.
Yeah,
get
some
protein. Carb load a little bit.
Play some, rock some fucking heavy metal in your ears and get all kinds of road rage.
That's
roads raging.
Roads raging.
Yeah. And then get out of the water already.
Yeah. Get out of the water. Fucking stop being lazy.
Come over here with the rest of us.
Yeah. Now we're floating around all day. Fucking lazy asses. We're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's a lot just to unpack in just the name, right? First of all, they're 15.
Right.
They're ninjas.
They are.
They're mutants.
Uh-huh.
And they're turtles.
I mean, they really hit it all.
Yeah. This movie in 1990 was a massive success.
Yeah.
And it's made $135,384,000 on a $13 million budget, which is crazy for the level of animatronics that it had.
Yeah, it's crazy that they made it that cheap.
Yeah, they made it for $13 million. And I mean, but apparently it was a very hard production. Like,
yes.
They were working like 6 days.
They killed Jim Henson.
They killed Jim Henson. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, we all got a Ninja Turtles movie out of
this. That's true.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like we said in the opening, like, nobody wanted to invest in this movie.
Yeah. Everybody was like, nah. Disney's like, nah. Warner Bros. Like, nah.
No, they're like, no way. No way
Paramount,
that this massively successful cartoon is going to turn into a massively successful movie.
In part, thanks to another movie we talked about. Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Which for some reason people, that's why they thought it would bomb.
Yeah, that's why that was bomb because that movie. Yeah, exactly. And then also, like, they had already also had Howard the Duck bomb, and that was a very heavy animatronic, like wisecracking character type of movie. So,
and it had been a while since the Muppets, right? Like, maybe the Muppets were no longer the hot new thing.
Well, yeah, they probably were for not for movie going audiences, probably. Yeah, you know, so. I mean, I kind of see why, but also, like, it kind of, the comic book wasn't supposed, it was, the comic book was like a parody of, like,
it's Marvel, a parody of Daredevil.
Of yeah. Daredevil. And then they're just like, they sold the rights to make the toys. And mm-hmm. then the toys were like, well, we can sell the toys, but if we make a cartoon, we do way better.
Yeah.
And then the toys were a massive hit. The cartoon was a massive hit. And they're still like, nah, no movie.
No movie, though.
No movie. I'm not keen on this.
Yeah.
On this movie. And then it made a shitload of money.
That's true.
The sequels, however, kept making less and less money.
Which is crazy, because yeah. at least among my friend groups, Secret of the Ooze was like the hottest movie of... whatever year it came out, 92, 93?
Yeah, like 93 yeah. or something like that. Yeah.
Like, that movie was all we could talk about. We watched that movie on loop.
Yeah, it made half of it. But maybe by this point, they were already having the Coming Out of the Shell tour, and everybody possibly. Was creeped out by them.
Seeing them in person?
Yeah.
Like,
So the Ninja Turtles tour.
Did you get to see the
no,
tour?
I wish.
Either. I wish, too.
We would not have money enough.
Yeah. We had the VHS of the...
Yes.
Yeah. I had that.
So the Ninja Turtles, they did this crazy tour where they would play guitar. They would play rock songs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then they would
fight,
jokes. They would fight and do jokes up on stage and stuff, and kids went crazy for it, and they looked weird.
Yes.
Because you couldn't do the animatronics that you're doing in this one.
Right.
So they had
weird... They didn't have 18 puppeteers controlling their faces at all times.
Yeah. And they had these weird, like, square shell things and stuff. They were weird looking. I didn't like it one bit. But, you know... I mean, now if it came back around, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get wasted and go to the fucking Coming Out of the Shell reunion tour?
That's true.
Oh,
I'd
my
be
God.
About it, man.
All right. They should bring that back. Now, and second thought. They
That's
should
bring nostalgia that back. I can get behind.
Yes. Just the weirdest parts of nostalgia.
Just the weirdest parts of nostalgia that we only encounter while on mind-altering substances.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And just weird animatronic shit that's not going to be the same.
Yep.
So the movie starts off with... There's a crime spree in New York. It actually crime has like spree. A soft opening, which is cool. It kind of reminds me of like the way Ghostbusters starts.
Yeah.
Where it's just like music comes in and people are in New York.
There's a little bit of a Ghostbusters shout out in there too.
There
who
is.
Who you going to call?
Yeah, who you going to call? Yeah. And then I like that because they're just stealing random shit. It's just people are stealing random shit around the city. And I'm like, that's just kind of New York, I think. Yeah, right?
This movie still has that, even though it's the 90s, it definitely fits in that 80s kind of gritty New York, crimes everywhere, street hooligans are around every
punks
corner
everywhere with switchblades and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, because it's a parody of Daredevil and Frank Miller. And Frank Miller was all about strength points.
Yeah.
Because he got
mugged
that one time.
Yep. And that was it.
Yeah.
Just like when he was all about hating women when he got divorced that one time.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he's an artist.
He writes what he knows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're just like stealing, like emptying trucks or stealing like a shitty TV from an old lady.
Yeah, the shittiest TV.
The shittiest TV.
I was like, even in 1990, that TV was not getting pawned for much.
No,
I know we had a lot lower standards back then, but come on, man.
Yeah, and it's like, come on, man. That lady has nothing but that TV, dicks. But yeah, there's like a crime spree. And then April O'Neil is on the TV.
That's right.
And
she's on the case.
She's on the case, and she has an interesting line that's like, unfortunately, the only people that are on this are the police. And I'm like, well, I thought that's who was supposed to be on it.
who did you want on that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what do you mean, unfortunately?
Batman? Like, what are you talking about?
The military's coming in for these fucking petty crimes?
You're going to call the fucking National Guard for purse snatchers?
Yeah, you're asking for a lot there, April O'Neil. But we right away get...
this dude's VCR got stolen. Call fucking Rambo.
She's like, God damn it. If only somebody more than the police was on this case.
If only we had some mass vigilantes in this town.
Yeah, like we like...
Yep.
Yeah. This movie reminded me of, and I'll talk about it a little bit more, but that New York was a fucking circus because people were just seeing these turtles walking around.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, that's a weird looking dude.
Yep.
But I see that shit all the time.
It just is. We talked about it with Ben Grimm, aka The Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All you need is a trench coat.
Trench coat and a hat.
Trench coat and a hat. And everyone's like, oh, that's just a normal guy.
That's just
a normal pervert.
That's just a bulky.
Probably going to one of the skin flicks.
That's just a naked guy under there. Wandering around.
He's going to jack off at one of the local peep shows where you put a quarter in and the curtain raises, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
Have a good afternoon today. Yeah, it's all it takes. And then even in the cartoon, they had a mask, a human mask, which was way more terrifying, I think.
I think that would be, if you put a human mask over those turtle faces, that is the scariest thing.
Yeah, because the cartoon, it was just like a big mustached face, yeah, human face. But it's, you know, their heads are the size of a watermelon.
Right.
So you're just like, oh my God, Jesus Christ. At least if it's a green guy, you're like, oh, that guy's dressed up like something.
Yeah.
Like a watermelon.
Right.
That's yeah, that watermelon probably, guy.
I don't know. He's advertising for a fucking watermelon company. I don't know.
Yeah. That's an old watermelon guy. Yeah. Comes by here every fortnight.
Yeah. Buys a paper and a hot dog, you know.
Yeah, yep. Makes a couple of quick quibs.
Yep.
Says, come up on again. Off he goes to the skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. Makes fun of my pants. Yeah, yep. They're not hip. I don't know.
As they usually do. This movie is directed by Steve Barron, right? Who directed Coneheads.
That's right.
And did a shit ton of music videos.
A lot of music videos.
And some really music good videos. Music videos. Yeah.
Some ZZ Top stuff.
Yeah. David Bowie.
Yeah.
A lot of really good stuff. But then after that, he kind of fell off. Yeah. Because he didn't do any of the sequels.
No, no.
Apparently, the rumor is that they fired him. Right before the end,
yeah. Well, they fired him while they were in the editing process, I guess.
Right, because he was making it really dark.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of, like, I guess he didn't want to budge on a bunch of the scenes they cut. I don't know.
They were like, hey, listen, maybe having kids smoking cigars is not cool. And he's like, I want that shit in there.
I want that shit in there. That was in Pinocchio, and that's going in this fucking movie.
And then when I saw it, I was like, that was fucking cool when that kid was smoking,
smoking a cigar playing pool.
Hell yeah.
Fucking dope.
Yeah, that's the other thing about this is, like, the Foot Clan, pretty fucking badass.
The Foot Clan is pretty badass.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I gotta, if it wasn't for the whole Splinter thing, I feel like they could coexist.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could just, you know, they're stealing shit. That's fine. But
yeah,
you know.
It's minor stuff.
Yeah. Did you read the comics?
Not really, no.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't get into them until the cartoons, which are vastly different from the comics.
Way different, yeah.
Because it was Eastman and Laird, right, that created it. And mm-hmm. like you said, it was a parody of Daredevil.
Yeah. Hence why you have Splinter instead of Stick.
Right.
You have the foot instead of the hand.
Right, right. Yeah. And it was black and white. They didn't have the different colors and stuff like that. But I never got into reading it, and I wish I had. But even the cartoon, I remember the cartoon was really cool. That was like one of my favorite cartoons growing up.
Yeah.
I like Saturday morning cartoons because their theme songs are always like somebody explained it to the guy that writes theme songs, and then he just fucking wrote that song.
Yep.
So he's like, what's this fucking cartoon about? And they're like, all right, well, it's just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, I got that part.
Yeah, I got that. Tell me a little bit about them. Well,
they're heroes.
Yeah, they're heroes.
I mean, like, do they have shells like a turtle? He's like, of course.
Of course they do.
All right. I got that. tell me about the individuals.
Yeah, exactly. Like Raphael, he's a cool dude, but he's kind of rude, you know?
Yeah, he's kind of got a little bit of an attitude. Okay, I got it.
What about the other one? Michelangelo's party dude.
Party. Yeah. Just watch the party.
And he's like, all right, I got the song for you guys. I've been working on it all night.
Yep.
And it's just everything you said to him. Teenage Mutant Ninja, like... Even somebody is like,
how does he do it?
Yeah.
He did it again.
Brilliant.
Goal. Yeah. I don't know. Where does he get his ideas?
Like Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. They're Rescue Rangers. There's a rat and a, you know, like gummy bears are just gummy bears bouncing in the forest. And you're like, yeah, I know. I can see that. I can see that with my eyes. Like that's.
Yep. Darkwing Duck, the same thing.
Yep. Yeah. He
fights crime, wears a cape. You're like, all right, I got what the pictures are showing me.
And then he would just come back with that fucking song. And he never saw the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
He never had to do any research on it.
Absolutely not.
No, somebody just gave him notes on it.
Even this,
I got a song in this one.
The song at the end of this movie is pretty similar, right?
Yeah.
Where he's just like, you know, teenage, they're fighting. They got a master named Splinter.
And, they're like pizza. They're like
Raphael's the leader, and they're like, fuck it, we already recorded the song.
I guess. I don't know. Sure.
I mean, he's in it a bunch. I don't know. People seem to like him.
Yeah. He's cool but rude.
Cool but rude dude. I mean, he's obviously not the leader. He's the Wolverine.
Not the leader.
He's the lone wolf.
That's the one thing, and especially like seeing post, you know, the live action movies like TMNT and some of the other cartoons and stuff were clearly like Leonardo's the leader, you know? And you're like, oh yeah, that makes way more sense than Raphael. Like, and Raphael does a lot of Leonardo shit in this one. A lot of the stuff that Leonardo should be doing. But it's interesting that they went with him.
Well, they also cut out some of the Leonardo stuff, I guess, because there's like when they're on the farm, he fights them all blindfolded and like is like training them all up.
Which is,
you know, like a leader.
Like a leader would, exactly. Which we'll get to that farm stuff.
But then, of course, he absolutely fucking sucks during the fight against Shredder.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, they all do. Damn. I mean, they all do. But really, Leonardo is Just that full jump to sword out.
Sword out, full jump.
You thought that was going to work?
Like off the ground? Also, Shredder does the same thing to Splinter. He's just like, I'm going to just run at you full force full with the fucking stick.
Yeah. I'm a ninja master.
Yeah, like, are you going to use your fucking ninja moves? No. Just running at you full force.
Yep.
Like old school fucking joust style. I'm going to
fight you like a 3-year-old that's running at their fucking friend that they're angry at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The martial arts in this, I mean, I know that it's guys in suits.
Right.
So it's very hard to do, but the martial arts leaves a lot to be desired.
I do recall, and it's been a long time since I've seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
But I do recall the martial arts being a bit better in
that. Yes. The opening sequence, and that happens like in the subway, and I remember being pretty impressed with that.
Yeah.
And then I remember seeing some, back when I had like the DVD or whatever, seeing like some of the behind the scenes from that, and then the guys that were doing that stunt work were really good.
That sounds right to me.
Yeah. So I think at the very least, the opening sequence in the second one was really good in the fighting stuff.
But like you said, the suits are very awkward to move in from all thing that's been written. They would do slightly, like they would do like 22 frames.
Yeah, they speed up to make it look normal. And even with her talking, to make the like talking look more tighter. Then
this movie, like 80% dubbed?
Oh, yeah.
90%?
It must have been weird. I mean, I wonder if they had somebody reading the line. They don't have to be reading the lines.
I'm sure. Or just the people in the suit were actually saying it, and then they would just.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like, you just.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, great.
Yeah. Good job. And then April O'Neil or Judith Horag or whatever, Judith Hong, whatever her name is. Yeah, would have to be like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So right away we get April O'Neil is leaving the TV station. TV station where she works. And then she gets accosted by Sam Rockwell and his
that's thugs, right.
Which was awesome to see again.
And yeah,
I know. That's right. I forgot he was
Sam Rockwell. It's fucking great.
And they're like, get her purse. And then Raphael shows up. And then right away, Casey Jones shows up too. Like,
that's right.
It was kind of dope.
They move very quickly.
They do. I mean, you know the cartoon already, so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Well, and they're like, we want to keep this a tight 90.
Right. Yeah. Raphael shows up. He leaves Asai, his badass weapon, behind. Yeah. And then he like goes back to the sewer, and this is where we get like, oh, they live in the sewer. They're like kids. They're partying and shit. And like Splinter is their master.
Actually, the first time they all show up, it's all of them.
Oh, yeah, right? You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Raphael saves her solo later. But yeah, the first time it's all the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. All of them. And it's like in darkness, and you just see like his eyes, and he leaves his eye behind.
Yeah. And then he throws it to knock out the light, and then just doesn't pick it up again.
Yeah, he leaves it behind.
Yeah.
And then April O'Neil takes it. And then they go back.
Now she's just got to find the hand that fits this sigh. It's a real Cinderella story.
Yep.
Only problem is every single hand can wrap around that sigh.
Yeah, grab it.
So then she fucks a lot of dudes.
Yeah, on the way.
Trying to find the one that saved her.
And then when she finds him, she's like, oh, you're a big turtle. I don't want to have sex with you. Those penises are very fucking weird. Double hammerhead penises. I'm not into that. He's like, are you sure? It's going to take like half an hour for me to get it out. And I'm going to be completely on top of you the whole time.
And I weigh 300 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, no, I think I'm okay. Who's that guy right there? Casey Jones? Who's that? Yeah. Who's that game instead? Yeah. So then they go down to the sewer. Then we see Splinter, and he's telling them. He's like teaching them a little bit. He's like, yeah, you got to meditate. And instead, they like party a little bit.
Yeah, they put on some jams.
Yeah, they order some pizza.
Yeah.
Michelangelo orders pizza while he's like.
They're just being awesome teens.
Yeah, they are. They're being cool ass teens.
Yeah. That's also the first scene of them like trading slang, right? When they're coming back from saving April. It's all the, you know, radical.
Yeah. And that's when, then we get like April is messing with the police department because she doesn't think that they're doing enough to stop this petty fucking crime.
Right.
When there's clearly a crack epidemic happening right now in the fucking middle of New York.
No.
Yeah.
That lady needs her TV back.
Yeah. The old lady needs her TV back. Yeah. And that truck full of insured goods needs to be returned.
And that guy probably lost his job.
Probably. Yeah. No, he probably got... He's union.
You think he's union?
He's union. There's no way he got it. There's no way. He probably got like... the union fought for him and they're like, all right, fine. Just be more careful.
Suspended for a week with pay.
Yeah, exactly. And he got to take his wife to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Went under the pier.
Yep. Also gross. Yeah, so then she's messing a little bit with it. And that's when Raphael decides to kind of go look for her.
Yeah.
And by being like, you know what? I'm going for a walk.
dressed as a human being.
I'm going to go see, it's not Gremlins. What is he going to see?
Is it Batman?
No, Critters.
He's going to go see Critters, which is also awesome. Yeah, so he puts on his big hat and his big trench coat.
That's right.
And then freely walks around New York.
Yeah, again, just a big pervert.
Again, yeah, he helps a lady get her purse back.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like...
That's when Casey Jones shows up.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, green stranger.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you, giant pervert, giant-headed pervert. Sure. Great, yeah, and then he fights those dudes, but
hey, don't make fun of him, man. Maybe he has, like, fucking elephant
Titus like, or whatever it's called. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's one of those weird-looking dudes.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. It's New York.
That's how it is.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
Welcome to New York. Yeah, and that's when Casey Jones shows up, because Casey Jones wants to beat up these kids.
That's right. Teach him a lesson.
Also, Casey Jones' superpower is being able to swing shit very hard.
Yep.
So if you are wanting to fight him and you have no weapons,
mm-hmm.
he will beat you with a hockey stick mercilessly.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. And, you know, he's a hero. I adored that fucking guy.
Yeah. Wearing his fucking Jason Voorhees hockey mask.
He does also immediately take it off.
Yes.
Which is... Probably
you got to see that. You got to see that.
You got to see that. Elias
moneymaker.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably because they, Steve Barron knew right away. They're like, nobody's gonna fucking connect to a faceless guy, and we can't have April O'Neil falling for a hockey mask.
And we already have all of the other characters in masks.
Yeah, in full
prosthetics, suits. Or you know, Shredder is in a mask,
or the foot soldiers.
Yeah. Splinter is a rat.
Yeah, he's a giant.
And he has more emotion in his eyes than anyone else in the movie.
Yeah, he does. And when he's like all dying, I'm like, oh my god,
so sad.
He looks so shitty. He looks like when Rizzo falls in the pool or whatever.
Yeah,
Muppets.
That's right. He's all wet rat.
Yep. Raphael. That's when he gets into the fight with Casey Jones. And then he stumbles upon April O'Neil again, right? And then ends up bringing her back to the sewer.
Right. This is when she gets jumped in the subway after the Shredder,
right.
gets a little tired of her running her lip on TV.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I don't like her talking about her criminal organization like this. So go silence her.
Yeah.
But then also, one of my favorite parts is when Casey Jones and him are like running and he hits that cab. And then, Raphael hits that cab and rolls off. And then the guy's like, what was that? And the cabbie's like, looked like a big turtle dressed in a trench coat. Anyway, you need to go to the airport.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, again, New York.
Yeah.
They're like, it's a fucking madhouse out here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, another thing, actually, thinking of the second movie does better when it comes to the New York of it all, pizza. This movie is very lacking in pizza. Domino's.
It is. It's like,
I get Domino's anywhere.
And Domino's, like, maybe they got some money, you know, kickback from Domino's.
Well, and it's also funny because this movie was heavily promoted as a tie-in with Pizza Hut.
Really?
Somehow.
Wow.
And yeah.
They were like, we already shot the Domino's thing.
And they're like, yeah.
Also an easy thing to reshoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like one guy. It doesn't even have a turtle in it.
That's true.
The turtles is like, it's
the hand or something.
No, it's just a dollar.
Just the money, yeah.
Yeah, you could easily put a fucking guy in a
Pizza Hut outfit.
Yeah. And also, it fails in one of the things that the cartoon is way more successful. The pizza in the cartoon is way more delicious.
Yeah. No, and the pizza in the second movie, I remember that opening scene of that like big slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just that.
That looks good.
Fucking cheesy ass. Yeah. No, this pizza, there was no good pizza in this movie.
No. It's literally just Domino's.
Yeah, they're eating garbage. Yeah. And then later they find like a gross Domino's pizza.
Yeah, that's like has mold growing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in the pizza in this movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, he saves April O'Neil in the subway. Then he brings her back home, and then that fucking one of the foot soldiers follows him and then leaves, and it turns out it's that Danny kid, right?
Is it? Yeah, I think it's just one of the other foot soldiers at first.
Also,
and then Danny's the one that ends up telling them about April O'Neil's house. Yeah.
At no point was he like, oh my God, there's fucking Turtle Man. He's
That's
just like,
true.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's like, I better go tell the boss.
Very composed.
Yeah, very composed. He's like,
say what you like about the foot.
I better quietly sneak away from these fucking giant monsters.
They know how to keep their composure.
Yeah, they're very stoic. Well, they're like Japanese, right?
Yeah, well, I mean... Nah, most of them aren't, but...
Yeah, that's true. Most of them are just punk kids.
Most of them are just punk kids. But they have been trained in ninjutsu.
Yeah, and then this is where we get the story, which is adorable.
Yes, shot on 8mm.
Yeah, shot on 8mm. Looks fucking great.
Looks great, yeah.
Yeah, she wakes up and Splinter tells her the backstory, which is he was...
I like how he approaches this, too, where it's like, all right, you're freaking out. Let me tell you about how I'm a mutant rat. That'll calm you down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In Batman Begins, when she gets sprayed with the scarecrow thing, yeah. And then she wakes up and Batman is there, and he's like, "We're gonna get her out of it." And I'm like, "Jesus fucking Christ, she just got sprayed with that." Yeah. He's like, "I'm gonna get you to my cave." You're not helping, bro.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. She's like, "Oh my God, I'm dreaming. Oh my God, this is real. What are you guys, are monsters?" She's like, "Yeah, let me tell you what happened. This is how we exist." So he found the babies in a the thing of ooze.
Yep.
Of green ooze.
And green liquid.
And I like that he's like, "I scooped them up into a can," and I'm like, "Oh, he was a fucking rat."
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's not a person.
Yeah.
But he's like, "Oh, that little rat was taking care of the little
children." He was already, I mean, you see him later.
He's like a sentient rat.
Yeah. Exactly. He's already training how to fucking do ninjutsu, and understood enough when his master dies, he goes up to him and very humanly, like, puts his hand on his hand.
Yeah,
and,
like, it's fucking all Jim cries. Henson. It's adorable. It's Jim Henson. It looks fucking great. The turtles look fucking cool.
The little turtles look amazing. First the little rat pizza. Looks fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very fucking cute. Shot like an 8mm, like you said, which gives it this cool, like, dream fucking look. It's all black background and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really actually cool. Very fucking cool.
Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And in Jim Henson, great choice. All those puppets look amazing. Like I said, first word is pizza. It's very cute.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's perfect. It's like when they did the baby Muppets and Muppets Take Manhattan. And
yeah,
it was like,
yeah.
We got something here.
Yep.
I'm surprised they never did.
They had a whole cartoon.
Yeah, they ended up getting a whole cartoon.
Yeah, I guess that's the one thing that with all the Ninja Turtle reboots, they've never done baby mutant Ninja Turtles.
When they were like little. He does say that they grow really fast, right?
I guess, but he does say it's been 15 years and they're teenagers.
That's true. They could have just gotten adventures the whole time.
Yeah, they could have been like an eight-year-old adventures.
Yeah.
Eight-year-old Ninja Turtle adventures? Fuck yeah.
Damn, they should have done that. Yeah.
I mean, rather than rebooting the exact same show for like the fourth time,
every time,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Do a baby Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
She's like, "Okay, cool. We're cool now. Let's go back. We'll get you back to your place."
That all makes sense. I guess I'm cool with this giant talking rat now.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Mr. Giant Rat, sir.
Now that you've explained that you found turtles and then you all grew into human size.
Yeah.
I'm good.
English speaking, slang.
That's right.
Human sized pizza loving. Animorphs. Yeah, all right.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's go back to my place, everybody.
Yeah.
And then they go and they hang out. We get a Rocky impression, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like some little kid silly shit, some like tomfoolery, I guess. But, and then,
they're joke flirting.
Yeah, they're joke flirting. Exactly. And then they just decide like, "All right, well, we'll see you later. We're going to go. Hopefully we'll catch on the flip side." And then they just walk out with no costumes out onto her hallway.
I think at this point it's like 3 a.m.
Yeah, but still. It's New York, man.
Yeah.
There's sushi at 3 a.m. Like, you're just going to walk out?
Yeah, but this is
they
also...
They do a lot in this.
This is movie New York where things are empty when they need to be empty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, the streets are completely empty.
Actually, did you ever see the Ninja Turtles? I don't remember what year it was, but that CGI Ninja Turtles one that they did on Nickelodeon maybe like 8 years ago. The one thing I remember noticing about that show the few times I saw it is all of the backgrounds were just empty.
The empty backgrounds, yeah.
It was just completely
it's expensive
empty.
To animate backgrounds, yeah.
Maybe so everywhere they went was just like empty street with one building on it.
Yeah.
And you're like, "All right, and cool."
Although they do establish that they're very stealthy.
They are. I mean, they're ninjas.
Yeah, so maybe they just, for being giant 300-pound turtles.
Yeah.
They just disappear up into the ceiling and
that's
shit
right.
Like that. Then we cut to my favorite fucking scene of this whole movie, that badass skate fucking arcade where the Foot Clan hangs out. Jesus Christ, that place is fucking rad.
That's the scene where you're like, "All right, tell me more about this Foot Clan.
Exactly. Like, I'm digging it.
Sell me on this, my friend.
So like we said, the first shot is a kid. He's like 12 years old. He's smoking a big cigar.
Yeah.
And playing
it's
pool.
It's the Pinocchio's like
yeah,
shot.
Yeah. The what is it? Lost Boys? No, not Lost Boys. Whatever that island is called. But yeah, they're also like skateboarding like crazy.
They got a shit ton of video games. They got a roulette table.
Fucking
they
neon. Got they're gambling.
They got booze.
Yeah, and then we get like more Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell is like, "Hey guys, anytime you want to come in, party, hang
just
out.
Just do whatever you want."
And he's like, "Oh yeah, you got cigarettes?" He's like, "You want menthol or not?"
They got cute chicks.
Yeah, there's hot chicks around. And they also teach you like martial arts.
Yeah.
Like this is a
badass place.
It's a badass fucking place. And I'm going
to
say it for like, lost youth.
Yeah.
Not the worst place.
Not at all. You're learning martial arts.
You learn martial arts, which takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because they're stealing shit. Also, like, Shredder's weird. I don't know what his motivation is for stealing shit. I guess just to make money and stuff.
Like, I guess. I'm guessing it was, like, a bigger power thing to, like, take over New York.
Yeah, but by stealing shit?
Eventually, you work your way up. I don't know.
I guess, like Bane, you just steal all Batman's stuff.
Something like that. Or maybe once you've stolen everything and gained a big enough gang, then you, like, I don't know, start selling drugs or something.
I guess. Yeah. Also, no drugs in this, which is, I mean, you got to do it like the PG.
Yeah, it's kids,
right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like the, I'm like, I'm with this club. I think this club is good.
It's dope.
It's good for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're smoking. Sure. I didn't see anybody drinking. I'm sure
I think there's one guy having a beer. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're probably right. But still, like, it's a cool place for them to hang out. There's neon. You're skating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks rad as shit.
It looks rad as shit.
Yeah.
And then, really, even later when, like, Splinter's like, you know, oh, he cares like nothing for you, yeah, or the people you hurt. I was like, all right, they didn't beat anyone up. You don't see them hurt anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, they steal purses. But
yeah, I mean, I guess you're hurting them in a financial sense, but I didn't see them, like, beat that old woman to death or anything.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's not like they're committing murders, like mass murders. Yeah.
They're like pickpockets.
Yeah. No, I'm on board with the Foot Clan. I think the Foot Clan is...
I think that's what we're learning here.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, like, giving it just a slight twist. Like, if you get somebody new to take over and then just be like, you know what? Let's just do the karate thing, but not the stealing stuff anymore. And then eventually you're like the Boy Scouts.
Yep. Yeah. Eventually you're the much better Boy Scouts.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
first of all, you're learning ninja moves, which the Boy Scouts never taught you.
Yeah, they never teach you ninja moves, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. You should definitely learn that. There should be a fucking patch for that.
Yeah, because then you know how to fight. And also, again, takes a lot of discipline and meditation and shit like that.
Yeah.
No, you don't learn that. You learn how to basket weave and shit.
That's true. So, yeah.
I don't know any bear that can take in a black belt. I'm just saying. I think it's a black belt. You can, or if you...
So as long as fucking Leo DiCaprio had learned some karate, he wouldn't have taken that bear down.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of doing like fucking woodsman shit, he would have just done some awesome...
Aikido? Thrown the bear with his own, using the bear's strength against him?
I'm going to say, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's... You use his own energy against
Steven
Seagal. Yeah. That bear would have come at him and he would have just like deflected. And then the bear looks like an idiot rolling around, falling all over the place. Can't get like anywhere. And eventually he's just like, fuck this guy. I can't get near him. Or the bear is like, I'm going to charge at this guy doing this butterfly kick thing as fast as I can. And I think it's going to work out just fine for me. And then bam, one butterfly kick.
That's true.
Later. And they're like, not illegal at all. Yeah. He wins. And the bear's like, ah, rats. But yeah, see, so it's a Foot Clan. I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
I'm on board with him.
Also, as far as we know, was not molesting children. So, again, better than the Boy Scouts.
Again, better than the Boy Scouts. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no... I mean, other than the stealing stuff, there's no, like, deep-rooted conspiracy.
I mean, I guess the stealing stuff is pretty bad. They do have a city-wide spree of crime.
Right. But they do get that awesome outfit.
That's
true. They get, like, the cool...
They get a ninja outfit.
Yeah. Which I still, I mean, I like the cartoon one better. It's like that weird face thing that's like really stuck to your face. And this one, they have like the goggles and stuff. But, you know, it makes sense why they go with this one. That's when you find out where April O'Neil lives.
Above an antique store.
Above an antique store.
And also very popular in the 90s for some reason.
Yeah. Living on top of stores.
Living on top of stores, but also antique stores, I feel like, was a thing.
Huh.
I feel like it was in a couple of TV shows. The great comic series Starman, he owned an antique store.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I just feel like that was a thing in the early 90s. I don't know why.
There was a lot of like living over stores or kind of like in stores like clerksing it where you're just kind of like, I live right next to the store that I work at or something like that. You know? I think it's part of the slacker thing from the 90s.
That's true.
But yeah, it was like her father's antique store, her uncle's antique store.
Her father's, because she says she keeps it open even though it loses money because she misses her dad.
We also got that scene where the stealthy scene where they're hiding from her boss.
Right. And the kid.
And the kid and stuff when they're at her place.
Yeah.
And then Raphael goes off on his own and that's what happens. He fights the Foot Clan.
This is because they go to April's because Splinter gets kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. So when they, I missed that big point. When they come back from April's the first time, Splinter's gone.
Right.
And it's a mess, and then they come back all sad. Also, Good job with the animatronics for that, because Michelangelo looks sad as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're like, what's wrong? And there's like Splinter, and he looks like crazy sad for being a fucking giant animatronic turtle. Good job.
Yeah, very good job. But that's why Raphael goes off on his own, because he's like, what are we going to do? And Leonardo's like, we got to wait. Like, oh, that's your big plan, boss.
Yeah.
Fuck, you're not my real dad.
Yeah. It's like, you're not my real son. Yeah, because he has that line where he's like, I never said I was the boss or whatever. And then he takes off on his own, and then he ends up getting attacked by the foot soldiers, right?
Right.
And April Neil's like, well, what about Raphael? And he's like, he's fine. He does this shit all the time. And it cuts to him like getting beat up, which is pretty good.
Yeah. That whole sequence is pretty funny.
Yeah. I always think that whenever I like randomly leave somebody drunk somewhere, I was there, and then somebody asked me like, hey, what happened to your friend? I'm like, oh, wow, he's fine. And I could it just cuts to him in a fucking alley face down.
Getting thrown through a fucking skylight.
Yep. And I'm just drinking at another bar, having a great time. I'm like, oh shit, I still have his ID. Ah, that's funny. I'll give it to him tomorrow.
As he's getting arrested.
Yep. But yeah, and then he gets thrown to the skyline and he crashes in. And then we get
The big fight.
The big fight. Yeah. They fight the foot soldiers, and then the Shredder.
It's a pretty good fight.
It's a pretty solid fight.
Yeah.
Shredder's right hand man shows up.
Yeah.
And then they start losing the fight.
Yep. And then Casey Jones shows up.
Well, they crash through the ground, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
They crash into the antique store, and then they're fighting using kind of like the antiques and stuff, but they're not doing the best. And then Casey Jones shows up, like you said.
Yep.
And then he's like, run. Yeah. And then he's like, run away.
What are you doing to my good friend who I hit with a golf or a fucking baseball bat or
into
whatever?
Into a trash can. Yeah, it was a Jose Canseco bat.
That's right, yeah.
Hit with a Jose Canseco bat into a trash can. And then who's that? And he's like, Wayne Gretzky or something, makes a joke.
On steroids, yeah.
And then April Neil's like, there's an escape thing over here. And he's like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. And I was like, oh, because you're supposed to show up and like save the day.
Yeah, he's not going to fight like 100 dudes.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed confident enough.
He did, yeah. Well, you know, he's always confident.
Also, his muscles are pretty solid. Like, he was very muscly.
No, he looks great.
Yeah, that was probably the best. He's like backlit. He's got the mask on and stuff. So then they run away, and they run out because they lost. They run away to the farm. The farm is April O'Neil's also.
Well, they're also, you know, one of their people is almost dead.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, they were doing okay in the fight, but fact that
Raphael's like, almost dead,
damn near dead, yeah.
They had to take him to safety.
Yeah.
It's April O'Neil's farm. April O'Neil cares not for her family's store, land, farmhouse.
April O'Neil evidently comes from some money.
And cares not for any of it. Does not take care of any of the fucking antique store.
Cool old truck.
Yeah. They
drive away in
fire.
Like a VW bus. That bus does not fire pizzas from a cannon.
No. So when we got to the farmhouse, I was like, why did we not get the party van going with the shot the pizzas from a cannon?
Right, yeah.
I mean, they were like sharp pizzas.
Yeah.
Like discs, right? They were like sharp disc pizzas. They weren't like real pizzas because you're not hurting anybody. You're anything. You did it at a parade.
Yeah.
Like you're just like at the crowd. Like that van was cool. It shot pizzas at people.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if you burnt the pizzas enough.
Oh, maybe.
They're just like really hard, crust.
Like, oh, I hate burnt pizza. Gross.
Or you ruined it.
If it's piping hot, then it burns your face.
It burns your face, You're just like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, my God, my face. my beautiful face.
So burning.
Yeah. Party wagon, that's what it was called.
The party wagon,
that's what their van was called. And I was very disappointed. I was like, why didn't they take this opportunity? And probably because the farm is where the deleted scenes go to die.
That's true.
Because they cut like 40 minutes of scenes.
That's true. Well, and this is also, I mean, because this movie is not based on the cartoon.
Right.
It's very much based on the comic. So they're definitely going, I mean, they have a little bit of the comedy and a little bit of the kind of silliness and stuff.
Yeah, eventually they're like on the skateboard
and
stuff.
Yeah, they do that. So they kind of balance it, but they're still getting that kind of gritty 1980s comic thing going.
Right. But it still would have been cool to have them make a van.
Yes.
But they had a ton of...
And they didn't
even
do it in the second movie. And that feels like a real...
Yeah, missed opportunity.
Real missed opportunity. Because by the second one, they're just going full out.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't have Donatello make a cool van?
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on.
Yeah, at that point, he's like really smart. Now he's doing tech like he did in the cartoon and stuff. Yeah. They cut like some really cool scenes from this, apparently.
Yeah.
It was like you said, like a scene where Leonardo's finding them blindfolded and then teaching them to do it.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they each have to fight and take a bite out of an apple and then pass the apple to each other and fight. there's a lot more Casey Jones and April flirting, Neo flirting and like kind of falling for each other and stuff. There's a part where I think it was is
a lot of her being like, "I like nice men, you know, nice men, like, you like scoundrels."
Yeah, exactly. You don't like nobody likes everybody likes assholes. Nobody likes a nice guy. They finish last. If we learn anything from The Mask, nice guys finish last. And then also like the. Like Donatello falls into a crazy depression or something like
Michelangelo.
That?
Michelangelo does not speak until the turtle wax line. That's the only line that he had, even in the extended like 40-minute version of The Farm. That was his only line.
Which is crazy.
He's so sad about his dad being maybe dead.
And I was like, oh, all this character stuff just went out the fucking window.
But you do get the drawing that is not by Eastman or Laird. Of Leonardo, which is weird.
Which is also very insulting to Eastman and Laird.
Like, we got a real artist to do it. And they're like, we're two of the most successful comic creators of all time, but okay.
But fuck you then, I guess.
I guess, whatever.
Well, they were like, they famously kind of had like a huge breakup over like the rights and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are still maybe they were on, like speaking terms.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, I don't care, just fucking give me my check. Yep. And then you get your check and we're fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they have the drawing that April O'Neil makes. She makes that drawing.
Well, and they have the hug, the Leonardo Raphael coming back together.
Right,
Raphael and the team coming back together.
Yeah, so it's,
and then they have the Jedi moment.
Exactly. There's a part. It's Leonardo, right?
Yes.
And he's out there, and then he hears Splinter say like Leonardo, and he's like, "Oh my God, he's alive!" And he's like, "Yeah, no, we're all hoping he's alive." And he's like, "No, let's go take some peyote in the woods."
Yeah.
And you know,
have
fucking
a vision,
and I'm fucking a vision quest. Because I was like, oh man, did they, I wonder if, because I couldn't remember if they insinuated to anything like that. But no, it goes back to the meditation thing that Splinter told him about, right?
Well, and he even says during this scene, it's like, you know, your most powerful weapon is not your body, but your mind.
Right.
That's the true level of mastery.
Yeah, Yoda appears to them.
Yoda appears to them in the fire. Yeah, Yoda ghosts them, for sure.
Which I wrote in my notes, Yoda ghost, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he tells them like the...
You know, because like how... Ninjas have magic powers.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fight dragons. It's not just how they're good at fighting. It's also the magic powers they have from meditation.
It's also being able to telecommunicate.
Yep.
I think. Right.
Yeah.
And
force push.
Yeah. 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 Force push. They can force push, and they can send themselves off into another plane and shit like that.
Shadow clone jutsu, all that stuff.
Yeah. It's just like Eleven from Stranger Things. They just, they do that. He says like the final and greatest truth is like your mind, or I don't know what he says, but it's
and
definitely
and that it all comes from love, and I love you, and goodbye.
Yeah,
this is my he actually says, and my I leave you with this final word.
I
love you. Yeah.
Yeah, which I was like,
oh. Yeah, you're like, oh, he's gonna die, and then you're like, no, he's gonna be in three more movies.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way. Although they did, you know, they set it up very early in the movie where there's a part where Raphael's
like, it is a weird foreshadow.
Yeah, Raphael's like, have you ever thought about what he said? What if something ever happened to him? And I'm like, well, clearly something's going to fucking happen to him. Don't say that out loud ever in a fucking movie. And then,
if you ever know that your life is a movie, never say shit like that.
Before you go into any type of big battle or big situation, don't sit there and talk about how after this.
Absolutely not.
Or how great life is going. Yep. Or anything like that.
Stuff you're looking forward to, dreams, hopes. No.
No. If anything, be the weird guy that's not talking.
Yeah.
And when somebody comes up to you, you just say something weirdly dark, but like poignant. You know, you're like, you know, when the darkness comes, then we'll talk or something like that. You know what I mean? And then you're like, shit. Cause that guy's going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Just give him a, like a, you know, when the wolves run in a pack,
the
moon is high, and the night continues, and they're like, all right, I'll ponder that.
You know what happens when you put two wolves in? And then you just say that, and you're like, shit. Yeah, don't be the guy that's like, you know, this
once I get
me
back
of,
home, girl, we're going to get married finally. I'll tell you what. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. Life is great, and you just got to remember that.
I got this brand. I got this. This custom 1948 Chevy waiting for me. I'm just gonna drive it all around.
Drive
town.
It off. Listen, kid. Everything's gonna be just fine. You're the first one to get an arrow through the fucking eyeball. Just if you're ever in a movie,
don't do it.
If you're in a stay tuned situation where you get sucked into
that's true,
the television,
which I have wanted that to happen to me for so long.
Oh yeah. Just channel
ever since
stay
tuned.
Also, ever since all their like non-copyrighted like trademark free
yeah.
versions
Tom
of
and
it.
Jerry,
yeah,
that wasn't Tom and Jerry.
You just get to go into like weird fake versions, yeah. like Walmart movie
exactly.
versions.
Exactly, you
it.
Get to go into like the fucking Thailand toy version of the Justice League and shit.
Yep, you get to go into that. So you know, like
where they have like Spider Fellow.
Yep, yeah. Trademark infringement. No, not here, sir. Yeah. it leads into that scene leads into my favorite shot in the whole movie, which is when it's like sunset and
they're all standing
there and you can't see the color of their bands and eye bands and stuff, and they're like, we it's time to go back. And
they also
like,
strangely looked really ripped in that scene.
They fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. They look like they're drawn. Yeah. Like, I was like, dope. That got me all hyped up. I was like, fuck yeah, let's go back.
Yeah.
They go back to the sewer, they find Danny there.
That's right.
And then she's just hanging out in their sewer now, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of like trying to get away from the clan, right?
Right. Because he talked to Splinter. Yeah. And that got him thinking about how maybe he did the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Splinter's doing a lot of kids in this boy clan. Apparently, like, everybody was having a good... It's like, we're all having a good time, and I really liked all the skateboarding, but I don't like the torturing that big rat part.
It's really like, kind of killing the vibe.
Yeah, it's killing the vibe. Yeah. I'm even into, like... You know, like the fighting and the stuff that we're kind of getting beat up a little bit, but we're learning about martial arts.
Yeah.
But that fact that rat is starving to death.
Yeah. And he still just has all these open wounds.
Yeah. And he's a very wise
very
old man.
Sad.
Like, I'm not on board with
it's
that
really
one anymore.
There is also, I think, somewhere in there is the scene where Splinter's right-hand man kills a dude.
Yes. Like, I can't remember that guy's name.
I mean, they make it in the English version or the American version so he doesn't kill him because they have, like, some, like, coughing and they're like, hey, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
That was ADR'd after the fact. It is not in some of the other versions
really?
Of the movie. Yes.
Yeah, when he beats up that one dude. Right?
Yeah. So I guess if you saw this movie in, I don't know, like, Asia or whatever, like, no, he just straight up killed that guy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. They should have just kept it that way.
Yeah.
There's
too dark.
PG. I mean, if they fired Baron during
the editing,
that was probably why.
Yeah. Well, they also fired the editor, who is Tarantino's editor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's now Academy Award winning
one of the best editors. And they're like, no, you're not doing
best
a good
editors
job.
Of all time. Yeah, exactly. Well, she was, right? She's the one that passed away? Or was that Scorsese's editor? One of them wandered off into the woods and never came back, which is fucking crazy.
Have they searched the shallow graves?
Because that's what I've heard.
If you go into the woods.
No, yeah, she's the one. Sally Mankey is the one that passed away. In 2010, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, she was just like editing and then she's like, I'm going to go for a walk. And then they found her dead like a week later.
Wow.
It's fucking weird.
That is weird.
But yeah, no, she's like Academy Award winning.
Yeah.
They fired her. But it makes me wish that the movie would have been that dark. I can see maybe as a kid me not liking it as much, possibly, if it's too dark.
I mean, they probably made the right choice. Although it is funny considering the success that like she went on to have. It's kind of like the first time they tried to do an English version of a Miyazaki movie, Nausicaä Valley of the Wind.
Yeah.
The English version re-edited it and took out like 35 minutes. And they're like, no, we know better than you.
Yeah.
And you're like that guy's like. Fucking
exactly.
With the greatest animator of all time.
The master, like, no, arguably.
We got it.
The greatest fucking animation filmmaker of all time. Yeah, they're like,
I think we got this.
We're going to fix this movie. Yeah, are you sure? He's a fucking legend. It's not like you're cutting Godzilla, so it makes sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, no. We're going to fix this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're cutting a bunch of shit out. Yeah. And that's an animated movie. You can just change the, like, you it's like Godzilla, you have to put an American guy in there. That's
right,
why.
Yeah.
But an animated one, you just change the language.
That's right.
No, they're like, no, we're going to cut a bunch of shit.
Yep.
This is boring for American artists. we get... Well, the kid talks to Splinter, and Splinter gives us the story.
Right. This is where he finishes the rest of the story about how his master died and was killed by...
Urokusaki.
Urokusaki.
Yeah. Urokusaki, yeah. And there's... Hiroshi was his master.
Mm-hmm.
And then Urokusaki, and they fell in love with the same woman, but she...
Classic.
Yeah, classic, but she sent him away... to America, and then he, it looks like he killed her.
It's the Karate Kid Part 2.
It did, actually. Really, yeah.
Yeah. Except exactly the plot to Karate Kid Part 2, except for the murder part.
And the badass rat.
And the rat.
And the rat.
Martial arts, and then also the Ninja Turtles.
And also, yeah. Also
I mean, but
the,
they did,
the
I mean, Danny's son, Daniel's son, same, he's my, I mean, he might as well
he's
be
like
Michelangelo.
15,
yeah,
he might as well be Michelangelo.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's probably more like Raphael.
He's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lot. He mouths off a little bit more in a shut up kid
way. Yeah.
Like, not in a funny way. And like, yeah, oh, he's complaining he's more... so fucking much. Yeah. Just, why are you, am I still teaching lessons? Like, you learned all that shit in the beginning.
I gave you a car.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember? Yeah. As long as he gets that car. Exactly. Yeah. But we also get, that's when we see the rat doing martial arts. He's learning martial arts.
It looks so good.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
God damn Jim Henson.
And I'm like, why didn't he just travel the country with his fucking with his martial amazing arts.
Martial arts rat?
Yeah, rat.
He's working like a construction job in New York.
Yeah, he is. He's got like a hard hat and shit. And I'm like, no, you have a fucking rat. That rat that can do martial arts and, you know, communicate with you. It's like a ratatouille. You got a ratatouille with you.
Yeah, that's true.
use that. Like, you could probably attach him to somebody's head and he could martial arts.
Yeah. The greatest martial arts master of all.
Of all time. Splinter could have just done that.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for some ooze. He attacks Uzaki.
He murders the woman.
Yeah. No, Uzaki murders the woman. He kills Hiroshi.
Yeah.
And then Splinter attacks him
in the face. Cuts up his face some.
Yeah. And then he just cuts his ear off.
And leaves.
Like, Uzaki cuts his ear off and leaves. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because he's just a rat. He's not going to waste his time on this fucking rat. And then that's when, you know, he's like, oh, you know, vengeance and all that stuff. Not vengeance, but like, you know, that's the history of it.
Right.
And then he becomes a big rat.
Yeah. And then you're wearing his symbol on your forehead.
Right. Yeah. And then that
so, kid, you know, that guy, like, that you're working for, kind of a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, ah, I thought he was just a cool guy that kept a big rat.
Yeah. Let us play roulette and poker and lots of video games on how to dope, like, fucking... skate park.
Taught us how to steal some shit. Yeah. Yeah. How to break into places.
Yeah. These are a little pickpocketing.
Yeah, exactly.
A little, like, sleight of hand.
Life.
I was going to become a stage magician.
Yeah. 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 You teach a man to, you know, you give a man a fish.
That's true.
For one day.
You teach a man how to steal a wallet.
Yeah. Yeah. You feed him for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, he'll get 3 meals and a cot in jail.
Yep. Yeah. For a decade or so, probably. Yeah,
probably.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Especially because in this world, there's no hard crack epidemic.
That's true.
In New York.
It's just the petty street crime.
Oh, yeah. Then Casey Jones decides to go, right? This is when they're like, he follows a kid back.
Right. Because he sees the kid sneak out. So Danny leaves the sewers.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And that's when Elias sees him.
Yeah, Casey Jones is like, I'm going to see what the fuck this kid... He goes, he follows him, he steals a suit, foot soldier suit.
Right, classic. Oh, I love that so much. Just that one punch, then he pops up in the suit, fits perfectly.
It takes 5 seconds.
God, I love that shit.
And you can tell it's him, like his mannerisms are different.
I tell you, every single D&D campaign I have ever played, I've done that at least once.
Yeah.
Love it.
You're like, knock him out,
take that cultist robe. Yep. Now I'm a cultist.
Yeah, walk out with it.
Does it matter that he was a gnome and I'm a fucking Goliath? Nope. Fits perfectly.
Now, this is another thing, and we talk about this a lot on this podcast. I thought that eventually I would have to do that someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to be sneaking into something.
And you're going to have to knock the dude out and wear his clothes.
And you're like, I'm very confident that I know how to kind of get through this.
Yep.
I'm going to knock a dude out and take his clothes. And then nobody's going to question that.
Or at the very least, if it's like both of us sneaking into a place, we will see two guys that are basically our same build.
And then we're
golden.
The next logical step is us knocking him out.
That's right.
Also, knocking a guy out, I feel, is incredibly difficult.
Nope, one punch.
Yeah, no. I don't think you can. Even soccer, you'd have to, like, hardcore out of nowhere soccer punch a guy and then still hit him right for him to be down and out.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it would eventually happen. And, you know, last week when we talked about Patch Adams, you just put a fucking coat on and go into the hospital. True. So maybe,
basically the same thing.
It's basically the same thing. Yeah, he just wore a meat packing.
He instead meat raced.
Yeah, which would have been better if he would have knocked out a doctor and then dressed like him.
That would have been pretty great. Yeah.
And then
you see,
like,
a doctor in his underwear tied up.
Oh, Patch Adams. Yeah. Oh, you...
It's the naked doctor runs in. He's like, where's my coat?
Yeah.
Also, why did you take my underwear?
Yeah. That leads me to my favorite of any of these moments, which is in the Naked Gun when he's taking off the clothes off of the umpire and the guy walks in and he looks like he's fucking him.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Casey Jones goes in, and then at the same time, the Ninja Turtles are like... fighting the...
Right, because then this is when the Foot Clan attacks their home.
Right.
So now, huge fight, part two.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. And this is when they show up to the sewer, and then they use the steam, yeah, and they beat each other up. And we have the Apple throwback to the thing that we did not get to see.
Right?
Yeah, which I wish we would have seen it, because it sounds fucking rad.
Yep.
And then they fight all these dudes at the same time.
They're kicking ass.
Casey Jones is fighting Shredder's right-hand man.
That's right. And he's getting his ass beat until
he uses a fucking weapon with a guy who's unarmed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hits him once. And Casey Jones, of course, his superpower is when he hits
swinging
you.
Swinging a weapon as hard as he can
that makes you fly like a cartoon character, yeah, 20 feet in the air.
Land upside down. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've been hit with bats before. I did not comically fly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
20 feet into the air.
Land in the big trash can covered in spaghetti.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, kind of weird, dude. Kind of weird. At one point, he's like, all right, I'm getting beat. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to use a weapon against this unarmed guy, and then I'll be fine. And then he makes it.
And then even his argument, because Sam Rockwell's like, hey, all right, get him. We're family. And he's like, family, you guys, get out of here. And then he's just like, argument over.
Yeah, and they're like, God, makes a good point.
I guess
he's
right. Also, I guess I don't want to be family with that guy that just got hit with a golf club.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
That guy's a loser.
That guy couldn't even get hit with the golf club in the face and get right back up. Ah, we've been following that loser?
We've been following that
idiot the whole time?
Yeah.
Jesus. What idiots we were.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, why were we learning karate where we could just be swinging golf clubs left and right? This whole place is a sham.
Hey, no, wait until they find out about guns. Clubs.
Yeah, exactly. What's that now? Projectiles? Yep. Yeah, I was like, let's not be so proud, Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who was just using
I like
his
that the entire Foot Clan are like gang, like the not the Foot Clan, but like the youngin gang.
Yeah, yeah, the gang that
follows them.
Clan. Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, let's see how this plays out.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, all right, cool. I guess we follow you now. Like, you beat the top guy. Now you're top guy.
Now you're the top guy.
So yeah, we'll just go with
this
you.
This is fucking Lord of the Flies over here.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I would just be like, can we just go back to playing video games, dude? Yeah. They have some badass video games.
Yeah, I still want to hit that skate park up there. I'm trying to, like, do a fucking 360.
Some hot chicks over there. Ninja Turtles are fighting the Foot Clan. They established before that Shredder was very interested in the Ninja Turtles because of their style of fighting.
Right.
And when we see their style of fighting, it's just like tomfoolery. Yep. They're just like swinging each other around.
So evidently, there was two ninja masters in Japan.
Yeah.
And one liked, I guess, punching and kicking, and the other liked clowns.
Yeah, the other was like the fucking kids from Hook. Yeah. It's like they're using like fucking Rufio moves shit. They're like on skateboard. They're like rolling. They're like grabbing each other and rolling like a big ball. And what martial art is that? The Shredder's like, and then when he shows up, he's like, you fight in the old ancient style.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of what? Jokes? like of swinging each other on like
know
idiots?
That, but samurai were originally comprised of jokesters and acrobats.
Yeah, exactly. Like acrobats and shit. Yeah, they're turning into a big ball. They're like spinning. He spins him around.
That's right.
And then he's just like kicking from spinning on his shell. And I'm like, what ninja was doing that?
Originally, this ninjutsu was developed by my 3-year-old son. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. It's really just swinging your arms around. It's a Lisa and Bart thing where you're just kicking the air and swinging their arms. And then he's like, yeah, you fight that ancient style that I know so well.
So well. Yeah, yeah. That was the style of my greatest enemy.
Yeah.
Clowny McClownface.
Yeah, exactly. That mime I fought one time. Yeah, they're not actually
that
doing
that blind
crazy
man
fighting.
I fought who just flailed about.
Yep. Yeah. And then true to form, then they're like, yeah, let's fight the Shredder by doing the stupidest fucking fighting that we could possibly can. This is the first time that they've seen Shredder.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And I wish Shredder was better built. I wish his costume was when he's Super Shredder in the second
way
one, obviously.
Better. Yeah, because it's Kevin Nash.
Yeah, 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 exactly, because it's sexy ass Kevin Nash. But in this one, he has the helmet and the shoulders, but everything else is just kind of like a big cloak type deal.
Yeah.
And
just kind of a loose glitter shirt, like he's fucking clubbing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's an 80s guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to go see some fucking like disco techno or something.
Yeah, yeah. You can see him like a performer in a disco techno.
Yeah.
And it's just like dancing around.
That's
and you're
right.
Like, that weird fucking helmet dude was cool.
A weird dude that getting down to like the Enya techno remix.
Yeah. That guy was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so their fighting style with him is immediately running as fast as they can at him, and he first it's like Raphael, right? He like and then Leonardo
and all of his all of the Splinter's moves ends with just like leg trips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shredder just keeps like tripping him all over. Leonardo, like you said, flies at him with a sword straight forward. So he just steps aside and hits him with the staff. Michelangelo, and then like they fight and he's still kicking their ass.
Well, and it's that classic thing that they all have very sharp weapons, but nobody can like stab anybody cut anybody because, you know, PG. Yeah.
We did also, we skipped over this, but we did have an awesome nunchuck off.
That's right.
Where Michelangelo has a cool, like his cool, he shows off, that's which right. also...
Made us all be like, nunchucks.
Yeah. And then nunchaku. Turns out they're incredibly dangerous and super easy to hurt yourself very hard.
Very easy to hurt yourself.
Because I did that shit immediately. The first pair of nunchucks that I got, like I fucking damn near broke my elbow. Like it hurts so fucking bad. Yeah. And you learn.
You do that thing where you try and like spin it around your body. Passing like your back. You and you're like, ow!
Yeah,
you're I hit myself in the back really hard with this nunchuck. Yeah. Why did I do that?
I bruised my ribs really fucking hard. Yeah. Why did my parents buy me this that I begged for mercilessly? Yeah, no, nunchucks seem so fucking cool. And do not do that.
Nope.
Say it again right now. Just like they're crawling in the sewers, I know that you want them to be there, but do not
you
do
know,
that.
You know you think there's going to be an awesome hideout down there. It's probably just poop.
Yeah. It's chuds, dude. It's chuds.
It's chuds.
It's cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers down there. That's it. That's all there are down there.
Big alligators.
Oh, yeah. A lot of alligators from what I understand. Yeah. Oh, the worst part is the fucking rats. There's rats and rat kings down there.
Yeah.
And very rarely do you find a martial arts rat.
Yeah.
Very rarely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It does not happen often.
Yeah. Very low odds on that.
More than you're more likely to find a rat that just ate a bunch of other rats.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Than a cool martial arts rat.
That's true.
Gross. So then they're fighting. They're losing. He gets Leonardo, I think, right? And he's going to kill him.
He's going to kill him.
And he's like, drop your weapons. They toss their weapons out at the side of the building.
Right.
Except for Michelangelo's nunchucks.
Catch on the ladder.
Catch on the thing. And he's like, you fools. Killing him, you could have still like killed me.
Yeah. You may have been able to take me. Yeah. But now you have no weapons.
Yeah. And then I was like, good point, Shredder. Yeah. Shit. That's some shit to learn, these 15-year-old dudes. Yep. Yeah. And then, but then who shows up? But one Splinter. Master Splinter shows up and he's like, oh, look at you. I remember you from that time that we fought before. And
I was the rat that scratched your face. And he's like, the rat that scratched my face, let me completely forget about all my training and run at you.
Run at you as fast as I can. When you're standing by the ledge of a fucking building with my staff out.
Yep.
Instead of doing an actual fight, like fight.
Yeah.
So then obviously.
Well, and it's obviously because like they could not have had that Splinter fucking.
Yeah, that's not a person in there. That's an animatronic thing. Yeah,
that was not fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you could have put a guy in a suit and done some wide shots.
That's true.
You could have done some helicopter shots.
Some
cool wide shots.
Crane shot.
Yeah, no, they went with a much more like
classic martial arts.
Like Satoichi type of deal. Satoichi never, he only did like one really quick swipe.
That's right.
And then he would just cut your arm off.
Yeah.
Or like, so he didn't like sit there and fight you a lot.
Yeah.
So that's exactly, he takes steps aside. And that's what he does. He takes a step aside. He wraps the nunchuck around this bow staff. He falls over and he grabs him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, death comes for all of us, but for you, it's worse. And then Shredder
goes for the classic Skeletor.
Classic Skeletor pulls a fucking knife out of his back.
Yeah. Then, Master Splinter catches that shit.
Yeah. In a cool, in a sudden human hand that he gets. Because up until this point, all animatronic hands. There's a weird, creepy part when April O'Neil's asleep and his hand touches her forehead. And it was a fucking animatronic hand. And I was like, you could have easily put a guy in a glove in that.
Nope.
But, you know, Jim Henson. But in this one, there was like a real guy in a glove, hand in a glove. Yeah, he catches it. And then he flips him over. Oh, no, he lets go.
Well, because he had to catch the knife.
And then Shredder falls into a big dumpster. No, into the trash can,
which was just left on the street with the doors open and the keys in it.
And the keys in it, because it's New York.
Yeah.
And there's a crime spree.
You know.
Yeah. And, well, maybe Casey can hotwire.
Well, even so, why were the doors just open?
Yeah, just wide open. And also, like,
maybe that was another cutscene.
Casey Jones' plan is to just move that there.
Yeah, well, he knocks the ladder, because he knocks a couple of Foot Clans off the ladder.
Yeah, that's right.
But then, yes, obviously, Shredder lands right there.
And then he compresses him. Or so we think.
Yeah, because part two.
Yeah, because
Super still Shredder. Very uncompressed.
An uncompressed Shredder comes back. So then we get the stupidest line in the whole thing, which is Danny being like, it's Dan now. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, kid.
Yeah. You're the worst.
Yeah, you're the worst. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
No, the kids learned their lesson. No longer will they be partying in that awesome fucking underground club that they all partied.
Yep.
Now they'll be good kids. The Ninja Turtles. They'll
go back to their parents.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles got Splinter back.
Yeah.
Casey
Jones gets April.
Yeah, April's being icy to him. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then she's like, shut up and kiss me already or something like that. And then, that's the end of the movie. Then we get a cool rap song. Who did this rap song?
I have no idea. You want to look it up?
Yeah, sure. I'll look it up real quick. So it was a hip-hop duo called Partners in Crime. And I don't know anything else that they have done. They did Turtle Power.
They didn't do the Humpty Dance.
Oh, they also did Love to Love You for the Coolest Ice soundtrack. No, they were just like...
They were just movie guys?
They were just like movie guys, yeah. They also did Rock the Half Shell for the Michael Bay one.
Oh.
They did a song for that one.
Hilarious, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, good for them.
It looks kind of like they were like a studio-made duo that made to look like Criss Cross or like Kid and Play.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, yeah. So, and also because this movie was not supposed to be a hit.
That's true.
That they
couldn't afford, like, they weren't going to get fucking like NWO or something.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah, exactly. NWA. They weren't going to get.
They weren't also going to get NWO from 1998. Hulk Hogan and Kevin Nash. It was
Hollywood Hogan, right? Yeah. Yeah. No, and you know, like, also even like MC Hammer, he was busy doing Adam's Family shit.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
And that movie had a budget.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Vanilla Ice came around for the second one because by that time they had a fucking budget too.
That's right.
But yeah, like, whatever. Partners in Crime. Whatever. So anyway, that's the end of the movie.
Kind
of. Watching it back, I'm like, it's not as fun as it's not as good as I remember.
Yeah, it's definitely not as good as Kid Me remembers.
Like we've talked about, especially in these 90s action movies. It's so awesome to just see these animatronics.
Yes.
It's so awesome to see non-CGI. There's cool zero sets. CGI. There's no animation in
it. Yeah.
It's all...
Oh, actually, speaking of that, one of the initial pitches for this was Roger Rabbit style. The turtles would be animated.
Really?
Yeah. And then they're like, no, Jim Henson.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, we can make the fucking big suits that Jim Henson... They showed up at Jim Henson's thing. It's like, we can do that. Figure that out. Sure, why not?
We made fucking... Skakskis and
Setskis or whatever the fuck. We made a whole Dark Crystal world.
We can do four turtles shit,
and they did.
Yeah,
but I think you're right. The martial arts is better in the second one, and I wish it was better in this one.
True,
they cut a lot of the character shit out.
Yeah,
and it's not as close to the cartoon as I probably could have had it.
But it still delivers everything that you wanted as a 90s kid.
Exactly.
It's got skateboarding. It's got ninjas.
It's got pizza.
It's got pizza. It's got slang words.
Yeah. It's got bad kids and it's got fighting. And yeah, I mean, it's still a fun movie.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
And as far as Ninja Turtle movies goes, it's pretty up there, I think. It's
It's definitely one of the best two.
Yeah. Yep. Because everything else. No, TMNT's.
The animated one?
Yeah, the animated one.
Yeah, that one was all right.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. I still would put it at a distant third.
Yeah. This is a thing that I thought about that I was watching it, and it hit me when I was watching it, and I was like, you know what I'm very, very surprised about that we didn't get in this movie? No turtle in drag.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the late 80s, early 90s, if you had a sassy fucking animatronic character, you put like fucking lipstick on that motherfucker. Like even they had a female critter, like we talked about. They had a female gremlin.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You would always have like some sort of scene where one of them gets a big wig on.
Yeah.
Yeah. No turtle and drag anywhere in this thing.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially because they're wisecracking.
That's true. I feel like there could have been much more wisecracking. Like,
yes.
And much more dressing up in general.
Yes.
Like if Raphael's going out in a trench coat, like you said, you couldn't have Donatello in like a big dress and a wig.
Yeah. Dress like an old lady. Yeah. Or like dress like a Madea type lady. Yes,
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like that big like flowery dress. Yeah, and then you hat, just get a big church hat.
You get Corey to do like his most offensive black lady voice.
Yeah, that we all find very problematic now, and he regrets still.
But would be very funny.
But it would have been very funny. Yeah. Yeah, no Turtles in Drag.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the end of the movie.
That is the end of the movie. So now we come to our favorite part of the podcast. How do we fix this movie?
How do we fix this movie?
Again, you know, party wagons.
Yeah, I mean,
flying pizzas.
Flying pizzas always. Yeah, you kind of fix any movie.
More sketch. Yeah, flying pizzas. Just all movies.
Yeah.
Fucking Manchester by the Sea flying pizza. Just forget about your dead family. Flying pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Forget about your dead family. It's that scene when he's going to kill himself and the pizza flies in and he's like, oh, pizza.
Pizza. All right. I guess there are things to live for.
I love sausage. You know, it's another thing in this. It's another one of those Ninja Turtle created things that I never thought about that when I was a kid made sense to me. I was like, you can just live in a sewer was one, right?
Yeah.
You could just go in a sewer and live, and apparently you can. But also, anchovies on pizza. So they make such a big deal about anchovies on pizza, and never in my life
had
anchovies on pizza or been...
Seen that on a menu?
Yeah, exactly. Or had to worry about anchovies. Yeah. Or,
like they might accidentally put some anchovies on my pizza.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They say that so much in the 80s and 90s, they would always be like, hey, no anchovies on my pizza. And I'm like...
Is that just a standard thing? It's like, all right, you got the cheese, the sauce, the anchovies. Yeah, what do you want? Sausage, pepperoni?
Hey, you want real Italian pizza? You got cheese, sauce, you got your basil, you got your crust, you got your anchovies. Yeah, you got
put a little garlic
in pepperoni.
There.
Pepperoni. Yeah. Like, wait. Are you talking about the fucking pickled fish? Yeah. You know, Italian.
Italian stuff. We're by the fucking Mediterranean Sea, motherfucker.
Yeah, we got anchovies.
We got little fish.
And I always thought that it would be like... Oh, we just don't order anchovies, but eventually you're going to get to a point where you got to even tell people.
Yeah.
Hey, no anchovies on this pizza. Because Michelangelo yells it into the phone.
Actually, why is there no seafood pizza?
Hey, yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm sure there's specialty places that make it.
I'm sure, yeah.
But why doesn't Domino's just have like
just have a seafood
pizza?
Yeah.
Like shrimp.
Shrimp pizza seems like it would be pretty good.
Yeah, you get the little frozen shrimp or whatever. Yeah. Still pretty fucking good. Shrimp pizza does sound really good.
Yeah.
God damn it, Domino's.
Or just use cocktail sauce instead of pizza sauce.
Oh my God, yeah. Even if you just mix it in with the marinara so it's not like just...
Or just drizzle it on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right, next time we have some sort of like get together.
We're going to do shrimp pizza?
Shrimp pizza. Yeah, it sounds fucking great. No seafood pizza at all. Throw some oysters on the thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it the cheese? Clams? The cheese and seafood? But you can do like...
they do lobster, like cheesy lobster and
you
shit
do cheesy
like that
lobster. You can do like Alfredo with shrimp, and that shit's cheesy as fuck.
Yeah, that crab casserole thing. Cheesy casserole
cheesy.
Thing that they do.
The tuna buffets. Fish casserole, cheesy.
Yeah. I'm mad at this pizza. I'm angry
at
this pizza.
So we fixed Ninja Turtles by making seafood pizza a real thing
in
reality.
Yeah, but making seafood pizza more attainable, please. Yeah. But no anchovies, though.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely zero anchovies.
Absolutely no anchovies. Do we fix this movie by making them going farther with the ninja powers? Do we go full Naruto on this?
They're
just teleporting and summoning giant beasts
and
fucking
like
energy balls.
Swirling energies and shit like that. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, just cutting like 15 dudes in half with a single swipe of the sword.
Yeah. What I think it would have been any Ninja Turtles movie is just way better with Usagi Yojimbo.
Oh, yes.
Because that man is a real samurai.
That man is a real samurai.
Yeah.
And a real bunny.
And a real bunny. And his shit is fucking dope.
His shit is dope.
Yeah.
Now, that is one comic that I definitely did read because it fucking rules.
Yeah, because it fucking rules. He's just a wandering fucking masterless samurai.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
He's a ronin.
Yeah, he's a ronin.
He's also
exactly.
a bunny.
Yeah. He's fucking cool. And
a bodyguard.
He was my favorite of the Ninja Turtles toys when I had because he came with two swords and one of them was super long.
Nice.
Like longer than the other Ninja Turtles. So I was always like, longer sword means, you know, you're better at fighting.
Yeah. Or you have a giant dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Either way.
Yeah, you don't buy the big sword because you don't have a big dick. You buy that to go along with it.
So people know.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, hey, I need everybody to know.
Yeah.
That's why I got this big sword. Yeah. Leave nothing to the imagination.
Right.
if they would have gone full on.
Full on cartoon?
Full on cartoon. But, you know, Michael Bay did that and it didn't work out because it's Michael Bay.
Of course.
And he can't keep a camera still. But if you pick one of the weirdest fucking, like, that rock general guy.
Or could we? I mean, it's. I feel like at this point. With all of the shared universes and all that, Ninja Turtles Biker Mice from Mars, Street Sharks, Cowboys of Blue Mesa. Like, we need a team up. We need an Avengers style anamorphic fucking fighting animal dudes.
Be careful what you wish for, man. It's going to be like Space Jam.
Oh, no, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be fucking terrible.
They're probably all in Space Jam, actually.
They probably are.
Space Jam, yeah.
What was the one with the monkey? The monkeys in space? Like Captain Simian?
Yeah. That's right. There was a lot of cat. There was another cat one too. It was like cat.
Thunder. No, not Thundercats. Thunder, I mean, there was Thundercats, yeah, but what, SWAT cats.
SWAT cats. That's what it was. Cats, SWAT cats. Yeah. And also, there was cops fighting crime in a future time.
Oh, that's true.
Cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like half robots and shit. They had a robot dog. They did.
Fucking yeah, they did.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done like a Saturday morning cartoon action mashup.
Or just make more of those movies.
Yeah. Yeah, they should.
I mean, they'll be terrible and I'll hate them.
And I will be mad that they made
them. And I'll be mad that they made them.
But, you know.
But, you know, make them.
Make them.
Make them so I can be mad and say that they're ruining my childhood.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's ruined. Life is ruined. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a movie where they are rock stars from the Coming Out of Their Shell tour.
Yes.
And then they're... So now they're like... Just deep in that. So they don't fight anymore.
So they're real turtles. Real Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. So they became famous.
But they became famous and became rock stars.
Right.
And now Leonardo's just deep into cocaine.
Of course. That was the first thing I was going to lead.
Raphael's banging an underage girl.
Yes.
Everyone else is freaking out about it.
Weird underage girl. Yeah.
No one's okay with it. Yeah. Yeah.
One of them,
Donatello's too busy like with NFTs. Like,
yeah,
he's kind of out on the band. He wants to do his own thing.
Leonardo's trying to start his solo career.
Yep.
And everybody's like kind of mad at him for it because he has a solo album that everybody hates.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like screwing them over in the money a little bit. But then, you know, they have to get together and then go
and
back
make
to
Abbey Road.
Make Abbey Road. It's just about them making an album.
It's just an 8-hour documentary.
I was gonna say they have to like get back into fighting.
Let it be. Yeah, that like, yeah.
They have to get back into fighting and like shake off the cobwebs and stuff.
The Foot Clan comes back.
Yeah, something like that. But no, I like it better when they're just making an album. They're just trying to. It's like a Spinal Tap. Now.
Yep.
We're just seeing a fucking shit show of a band that's falling apart. And then, you know, try to come together and make another tour.
Yeah.
I like that.
It all ends with them doing a giant show for 5-year-old kids at an ice rink somewhere. Yep.
In Kenosha. Yeah. And like, this is great. Yeah, we did it, guys.
We did it.
And it just ends with them like
hugging.
Yeah.
It's that backlit shot.
The backlit
of them
shot in front of the stage. Yeah. Yeah, we did it. And then the Foot Clan's just beating up people.
Just cuts to outside, just old ladies being beaten to death and mugged.
Yeah. And they're just playing big guitars.
Yeah. They got oversized guitars.
Yep, because they're turtles. They need special
big guitars.
Also, they don't have 5 fingers, right?
They have 4 fingers.
They have 4 fingers, so you need like, you're going to play a certain amount of chords in there.
That's true. That's true. Make it very hard to hit some of those more complicated...
And on the keyboard, too.
That's true.
One of them was on the keyboard, right?
Yeah, definitely one of them was on the keyboard. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, so I think we fixed this movie by making a documentary about the Coming Out of the Shell
tour
reunion.
Or just
which I really
make
want.
An actual, like, there has to be footage behind the scenes of that tour.
Yeah.
Like, can we just make an actual documentary about that actual tour? Because that had to have been...
Fucking insane.
Insane, yes.
That had been crazy. And it's
who owns that footage? Is that still New Line? Did New Line create?
I think it's New Line.
Yeah. We got to see that footage, man.
Yeah.
Put it on fucking HBO Max or whatever.
I mean, somebody's got to make a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then again, bring them back. I want to go see them live. That'd be fucking dope.
That'd be great. All right. So that's the end of the podcast. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure to like, subscribe, tell your friends, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, whatever, Spotify.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
We're on
blah,
wherever blah, you blah. Find your favorite podcast.
Yep. Next week, we stick with other great things that Japan has given us and we have ruined.
Big mutant green things. Yeah.
Big mutant green things. We are talking about the 1996? 8?
I think 98.
98.
I'm pretty sure it's 98, yeah.
Jean Reno, Matthew Broderick, Giant Green Lizard Man, Godzilla.
Godzilla. Oh, we fucked this movie up. Yeah. This movie's a shit show.
This movie that has had so many versions of it.
Yes.
But there was one back in the 90s.
Yep. When they were like, we can finally do a CGI. Like, we can finally build the big Godzilla.
We don't need a guy in a suit anymore.
Nope, not no more. And they're like, this is going to be great. And then we went inside.
Man, was I excited for this movie. Yeah. We'll talk about it. I still have a t-shirt. Yep. I'll wear it next week when we record.
There's every now and then, like, I'll find like a Godzilla McDonald's cup or something like that at a Goodwill. And I'm always like, oh, gross.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be fun.
So until then, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Prince Valentin.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtles in the Half Shell.
Turtle Power.
Wait, Heroes in the Half Shell. Heroes in the Half Shell. Turtle Power.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all he needed.
That's all they all needed. Every single one of those songs, you're right.
It's like when that...
I wonder if... So, remember Gargoyles had just the music. I wonder if when they first came, they actually had lyrics... And they were like, we can't, like, this show is serious, and yeah, you're just talking about how gargoyles are a thing. Yeah. Like,
it's the same thing with X-Men, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, no, we're going for a serious thing. It's like, no, but I have this line, you know, he has claws, watch out.
Yeah, exactly.
He blasts you with his eye stuff, Cyclops.
We're the X-Men, yeah. This is Cyclops, he blasts you with his eye as we're watching it.
And we're like, we gotta cut the lyrics, man.
I'm surprised they didn't go with... the Thundercats thing where it's just like thunder.
Yeah. X.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Now I feel like watching some horrible Thundercats that does not age well.
No.
Because every episode's exactly the same.
All those 80s cartoons are pretty bad in retrospect. Yep.
They're all like the exact same episode, and there's 8,000 of them.
Yep.
Because goddamn, they put one out every fucking week.
Yeah, they really did. They cranked them.
Yeah.
A lot of reused animation.
It's like if you buy the box, it's like, Season 1, Volume 1, 12 hours. Yep. Like, Jesus Christ, that's the first half of the first season.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They were cranking them.
But they were like, we got to sell toys, bro. Yeah. That's how we make our money. We got to sell these fucking badass toys. And I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah, those toys were good, though.
I know.
Those toys were good.